Hello.
Hello, folks. Howdy.
Howdy, folks.
We are back on WMUC Digital College Park with Freak Folks,
where the college is good and the radio is better.
Yo. We have DJ GG Galid on the track.
DJ Lil Co.
And as you know, DJ H Dub
will be here shortly.
Maybe. She might be here soon.
So we're going to start with a PSA.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world. And TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
Yeah, so
you are not, just remember, you are not loved.
Yeah, and nobody's here for you.
That's what I heard.
So
just a little Freudian slip.
We've been gone for a few weeks because we had a special dance performance, and then it was Passover last week. Right?
Yeah, I guess so. It's been 3 weeks. And honestly, it feels like this semester we haven't really been as consistent.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know, life has been getting in the way. But we haven't forgotten about you fans, about you freaky folks out there. You know, we're still out here being a freak folk is like a, it doesn't only happen Wednesdays at 7.
Right.
It's like, it's just like an embodied presence kind
of
thing.
It's my lived reality.
Yes.
So
even when we're not here, it doesn't mean that we're not getting our...
Yeah, so just be happy knowing that.
Thank you.
So we're just going to get started, and maybe DJ H-Dub will be here by the end of the song.
Thank you. mixes with the violin. There's a body on a bed rolling down the street. While looking out of my window, I call you up on the phone. Say, I hope you get home all right. Wake me if I'm asleep. Wake me if I'm asleep.
I didn't see it. Oh, maybe that was a...
We are on air.
We are on
air. We should,
air.
Because that's more important, honestly, than that a holiday that I would never be celebrating if I wasn't
there. I know.
Yeah, but, like, I don't really care. I don't know. I think we're a secular camp. Like, that's the whole point.
But it's so cool, because, like, I would have never known about that Jewish holiday if, like, we didn't do it at Mosh, and it's, like, super deep, and it's like, wow, I wasn't expecting to get this way. And it's just,
yeah,
like, I just don't do that many Jewish things. It's, like, a good opportunity.
I think it's, I don't know, I think it's a secular camp, and, like, it's kind of started as, like, oh, we're just gonna do this because it's this day, so we have to do it.
Are we
but then
air
it,
right now?
Yeah. They don't know what we're talking about. What's it even called?
And we were just looking at it, and there's, like, two things, you know. Like,
there's,
like, the days of the
week. A kid is having their B mitzvah at Mosh this summer, which is so lit, because when we were kids... There, well, if you know, you know. But there was Seggy. There was.
It was Seggy.
It was Seggy's bar mitzvah.
Bar.
None of this. Just kidding.
Okay, I had a B mitzvah.
So. Really?
But not
that
in
wasn't a,
a
thing when you
not
had
in a non-binary
a,
way and a twin way.
But in a twin way.
No, but I see it exactly.
I feel like no. Yeah, no. I support B mitzvahs. I think it's great, but especially when they're at Mosh, because it's really fun. Yeah.
Do they call it a they mitzvah on Sex and the City?
Yes. No, in the Sex and the City reboot. And my sister thought it was the funniest thing ever and, like, actually was laughing about it for months. Yeah.
They
yeah. A they mitzvah.
Oh, we're talking about the,
yeah.
It's the Jewish holiday.
Who even knows?
Only Lev knows.
Oh, it's Tisha B'Av.
Oh, okay. I think they just, like, started... I remember when we were kids, it was, like, we didn't do something for it. It was just, like, if you want to fast, you fast.
And then all the, like, anorexic girls were, like,
I want to fast! But then it just, like... I don't know. I just think something really beautiful about Mosh is, like, how it's Jewish without being religious at all. And I think that is, like, a value of it.
I think it's cool when it's, like, let's talk about, like,
it does feel kind of, when we do the, like, the fire thing, I had a revelation as a kid. I was, like, it was just, like, one of those moments of, like, this is a cult, and we think that we're Jewish, but
oh
this
God,
is
I
just
that,
a cult.
I that
yeah.
Day.
Like, it's like, not actual Judaism. It's just, like...
I mean, what is actual Judaism? Like,
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Is it's like selective. No, I like that it's not religious at all. That like I that's what I think is cool about Jewish summer camp.
But I still like when we talk about like our Jewish stuff.
I agree. I agree with that. But I just felt like it was weird that was like the only thing. You know, it'd be like, I don't know. I just
exactly
thought that was weird as a kid.
That's why I'm like, why do we do it?
I don't remember it as a kid. So.
You don't remember the fire thing being like, what?
No, I feel like I didn't. I wasn't there.
Right. You'd always leave.
Oh.
So maybe, well,
maybe you relate. Yeah.
It's just like we barely celebrate Shabbat, which I think is so cool. Like the way we do Shabbat. It's like, why would we just decide to like be super like observing of this one random holiday?
No, that I agree. I agree. It is random. And it's like, I don't know.
It just feels like it has like Israel overtones to it to me too. Because it's like the temple. It's like, this is the only thing we're teaching the kids about. In terms of religion, the temple.
Yeah, I think if we did it in a way that was like more like human.
Yeah,
yeah. Because it's just like we only have so many
like
days.
Hebrew
we can
school
like,
vibes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like there's only so many days you can disrupt. It's like,
right.
And we're choosing to
I
do
feel
this.
Like we should
of,
disrupt like so many days.
But that's what I'm saying. Like Juneteenth, like it
yeah,
should be
well,
way.
Yeah, yes, I agree.
Well, I think that I don't even know if the kids are there at that point.
Oh really?
That's why. Yeah.
Well, oh yeah, they're not.
I
that's
did
the problem.
Love seeing Hannah in the like. Full
your costume
your
last
costume
year.
Last year they just posted a picture of you in that.
Oh, yeah, I saw
and
that.
I really appreciated it. I was gonna like put
that.
It everywhere.
No, that was so funny that day. Like I was like dying that day. Like I was so tired and it was like the next day was, like,
I was dying laughing
was, like,
the second I saw your
break.
Costume
like I was going on break the next day, so it was like I was at my end and I was like, I need a costume to just like overcompensate all the energy that I don't have right now, so I could literally just lie on the ground and I'm still giving energy.
Yes, that's so smart. And your character like didn't really talk, which was good.
No, she was so tired. Was so genuine. I was just like moaning on the ground out of like, it was like real
out of misery,
out of just like I
but it worked. Well, I remember you like went inside to the Misrod and for a while and the last time I saw you, you were lying down in a deep sleep.
Yeah, and then I woke up, I was like I like snapped. I was like, okay.
And then you come out an hour later and you're like that. And also it was like the perfect comedic timing, like they were like just running into the temple and then you walk out and everyone turns their head. Like the entire camp is like and we're
it's
all
so
like,
funny.
It's Moshe Rabbeinu.
I didn't even know we had a beard.
And you didn't talk.
I didn't even know what the story was. Like, I didn't know.
I
just played, like,
no,
oh,
Lila was
I
the only it. One that knew. Because Lila was like, why in the Epic of Gilgamesh?
Oh, yeah. That was my Gilgamesh era. Your mom just said that she can't hear you.
Oh, no.
She texted you?
Yeah.
You could turn up this is mic
okay talk
hello
talk
yeah
mic three.
It might just be an issue on
hello
whatever
hello.
This is
or do you want to come here and
oh wait maybe just
maybe we should we play a song and figure it out.
What the heck, maybe this mic is broken because look it doesn't move.
Yeah, it's not moving.
Here come here.
That's actually so
we can
cool.
Share
okay.
Can you hear us now, Liz?
Oh, wait. That's the wrong one. This one's mic two.
Oh.
Mic two might be broken.
Oh. Say hi to mom.
Hey. Could you even hear anything that I was saying, or was it just like...
She added... She had a lot of good points. Ooh. Dang it.
Yeah, that's mic...
Someone left their pill bottle.
Oh, wait, no. This is mic three. Wait.
Their pill packet.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I agree.
I agree.
On all points. Do you agree?
I agree.
I agree. Oh, you smell really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Wish you could smell through microphones.
But don't worry, it's not offensive or any like strong smell. I literally didn't even spray anything.
No, she
on
always
me.
Smells
offensive?
Tastefully good.
Yeah, my mom hates smells.
Oh. No, it's in like a clean girl way.
Yay! No, I literally didn't even put anything on. I just smell really good.
Offensive smell.
Yeah, when it like offends, it's like,
oh yeah, yeah, like, okay, not like in like a, it's like okay, yeah. No, I understand. I understand.
So, what else is going on?
Well, you know, all three of us have gone through the circle of life.
Oh,
and the circle of breakups. It's official. These three, yes. These three girls. Hey, wheel it. But I just feel like it's,
no, that's really beautiful, actually.
Yeah, especially the three of us. You know, we have this tendency to like be on similar journeys in love and life.
Yeah,
you know,
and it just took a little while,
so
but
because then we could do it together.
No, it's like each semester we break up.
Someone else has a different breakup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
we had it coming.
We had
we
it coming.
And we all deserved it.
Yeah. Yep, we deserved it.
Wait, you're not even in the mic.
Can, I hope they can hear me.
We deserved it.
That's so funny.
Okay, so let's play some more music because we have a lot of songs queued up. So
yeah,
let's try and get to them all.
I was cherry picking. I was cherry picking dreams. I was cherry picking. Did you ever think of me? You were hot and heavy. Hesitant, it seemed. When I'm cherry picking, I always know you're gonna leave. Yes, I am picking cherries. I have
Here's to the state of Mississippi. For underneath her borders, the devil draws no line. If you drag her muddy rivers, nameless bodies you will find. Oh, the fat trees of the forest have hid a thousand crimes. The calendar is lying when it reads the present time. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the people of Mississippi, who say the folks up north, they just don't understand, and they tremble in the shadows at the thunder of the Klan. Oh, the sweating of their souls can't wash the blood from off their hands. For they smile and shrug their shoulders at the murder of a man. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the schools of Mississippi, where they're teaching all the children that they don't have to care. All the rudiments of hatred are present everywhere, and every single classroom is a factory of despair. And there's nobody learning such a foreign word as fair. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the cops of Mississippi. They're chewing their tobacco as they lock the prison door, and their bellies bounce inside them when they knock you to the floor. No, they don't like taking prisoners in their private little wars. And behind their broken badges, there are murderers and more. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. Here's to the judges of Mississippi, who wear the robe of honor as they crawl into the court, and they're guarding all the bastions of their phony legal fort. Oh, justice is a stranger when the prisoners report. When the black man stands accused, the trial is always short. Whoa, here's to the land torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the government of Mississippi. In the swamp of their bureaucracy, they're always bogging down, and criminals are posing as the mayors of the towns. And they hope that no one sees the sights and no one hears the sounds. And the speeches of the governor are the ravings of a clown. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the laws of Mississippi. Congressmen will gather in a circus of delay, while the Constitution's drowning in an ocean of decay. Unwed mothers should be sterilized, I've even heard them say. Yes, corruption can be classic in the Mississippi way. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. here's to the churches of Mississippi, where the cross once made of silver now is caked with rust, and the Sunday morning sermons pander to their lust. Oh, the fallen face of Jesus is choking in the dust, and heaven only knows in which God they can trust. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of, Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of.
So, can you hear us?
Yeah.
So, me and Galia's faces are actually touching right now.
I felt a spark.
Mic 3 is broken.
Mic 3 is officially broken. Tape mic dispenser. Three,
mic three. Wait, I thought this was mic 3.
No, that's mic, no, 2.
Mic 2.
It's, out of, it's not even in right order.
Wait, it's not even tape dispenser anymore. We're so washed. We're so jobbed. So, we were just talking about...
Wait,
I don't want to talk about... Wait. We know what we just were talking about, but maybe the prior conversation.
Oh, Riz.
Yeah.
Riz.
We were talking about how the three of us are just the Rizzlers.
We're the Rizzlers. Because we have all the skills and qualities.
And the natural abilities.
And the natural abilities. And brain. And face.
Face card.
To get anything. We put our minds to.
But the problem is that there's not a lot of good things that to want in this campus.
In this campus.
So
yeah,
it's really hard to be a Rizzler here.
Yeah.
If you're unless you're like one of the ones that don't care. Like what somebody looks like.
Right.
Or acts like. Or acts like.
But we know,
But you can only be a we can only be true Rizzlers when there's a genuine want and connection and appreciation for a person, and you can convince yourself all you want, but it's not the ultimate Rizz that we do.
No, we are specialized.
Our special Rizz.
No, and if you know the three of us as a collective,
right,
in particular, like, you know what we're talking about.
We have collective charisma.
And that's part of the Freak Folks brand.
Right.
And...
Right. And we're humble.
And we're humble. We used to always say that. We would like talk about how much we love us.
And how great we are.
Amazing we are.
And we'd be like, and we're humble.
But it was like genuine, low-key, like, and we're humble.
Literally after like 2 hours of like, and we're this, and we are so good at this, and we're perfect and amazing. No, it's just love. It's called self-love. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes. Self-love and holistic love.
Holistic.
And radical acceptance.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I really want to see that for us again. Like, we've all been, like, out of that kind of era.
Right.
Well, you guys have been more out of it for long. I've been out of it longer. But you guys are coming into a new era.
Right.
And I'm really excited to see what that brings.
Right. Like, I don't know if I'm there yet.
No, you're not. But
I'm not ready to envision that Rizzler era.
But I'm excited for when you are.
Yes, and I feel like we'll have this collective spark that'll ignite all of us.
Yes.
You know?
Next semester is going to be the best semester ever.
And the house is just going to be oozing with Riz.
And we just need to savor it. Because
I know. I almost don't want to go abroad because I'm like, I want to go abroad in the house.
Let's all go abroad in the house. Like every other day we can like watch a documentary on a new like country.
Yeah. let's just not go abroad.
Or we could just go senior year.
I know. I was thinking about that.
Honestly?
Right? Because then I'm like, what am I going to do senior year?
Yeah, senior year.
But then I can't write my thesis.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But couldn't I just like do it in a semester?
I was asking that yesterday because I was like, what if, because I can graduate early technically. So I was like, what if I could just do it in a semester? And she's like, no, you can't.
Oh. Well, do you talk to Keen?
Yeah.
She said that in fall semester, you're not writing as much. And then spring is when you really.
Because I had it flipped in my head because I was like, I would graduate in the fall, but I can't do that.
But I'm like, what if I just started over winter break? and then worked on it until the spring and then went abroad in the fall of senior year.
Maybe.
Wait, yeah.
But I feel like it's a good, like, breakup to go abroad junior spring year, because at that point you're like, okay, like, I've been here.
True. And maybe the time after abroad, being, like, at college for, like, a full year would also be, like, a different journey on itself.
Right. To, like, come back for just a semester.
Yeah.
Like,
'cause, yeah, that would make your thesis better, probably, to have that full journey.
I'm writing a paper on the history of food cooperatives and how they intersect with food justice and how they are paradoxically exclusionary
to what
to lower income communities. I'm gonna write about a vision for them being helpful to these lower income communities rather than helping white hippies.
White hippies.
Like us.
Like us. So
that's so good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Actualize.
Okay, actualize it. I was feeling like that kind of spark.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And I'm reading so much about food justice. I'm like, this is the key to the world. If we can figure out how to feed everyone.
Yes. That's the first need.
Because you are what you eat.
Mm-hmm. Right. Food is fuel.
But food is money. Food is life. Mm-hmm. Food is community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm really inspired by my professor.
Nobody cares. We were just talking about this in my history class. It's like nobody cares about anything material anymore. It's like all the cool jobs that people want are in things that aren't real, or AI or tech, or things that
That is so real.
No, but it becomes not real. If it's on gambling or stocks, all these different things are structures. And the reality is we need food to eat, we need shelter, we need bridges that work, all these different things that we have, we need them according to the structure that we've created. We need technology, but what we actually need is being left behind.
Because we think that we've already built all of those things that we need, so that we are actually ignoring it. And no, totally. And we're just inventing all these new things that we don't need and are killing us all.
Yeah, no. People don't really care about the source or helping each other. Because, stuff like that is just automatic to a lot of people. And they don't think about other people.
That's but it doesn't even need to come from this place of being this great person. It's not all the engineers that used to build, buildings and bridges and stuff were great people. It's just that it was grounded in,
we need
objects
this.
We actually need. You don't need to care about other people. It just needs to be,
we need great infrastructure.
Yeah. We just need it.
But it's just not,
it's not sexy.
We don't need AI.
No.
People want it. We don't need
it. Bro, I need it for my studying. Oh my God.
Literally, but as a society,
we don't. Every day, if I didn't have AI, I would not be able to, study as good.
Yeah, but you would have been able to.
Yeah.
They didn't have it 5 years ago.
Oh my God. Probably have to, go mute. I'm serious.
I've been thinking about going to getting a master's in public health.
Oh.
That's so cool. Why?
I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about it.
Really? That's awesome.
Because I'm really interested in public health in my history of environmental justice class. It's so intersected with social justice. And a lot of working in public health is working with communities and interviewing people and connecting with people. Mm. And that feels very oral historian, interviewing people. And it's all about project management. I love that. And organizing people. And also public health is everything.
Yes. And outreach. And you're so good at that.
Yes.
And the organization and management.
Yes.
Too.
Yes.
You would be so good at that. That's so cool.
That's cool.
And apparently public health school is really interesting and also very radical.
Wow. That's amazing.
So
that is amazing. That's really cool.
I've been talking to my sister a lot about it. And also this person that I met in Alabama just finished her master's in public health. Yeah. And she was telling me all about it, and she's so cool. And she was like, yeah, and it's a lot of it's project management, but I don't like that. I don't like being a leader.
That sucks. Because, no, that's you, Galia. That's so cool.
So maybe.
That's a really cool idea to be.
That'd be very cool.
But long, long ways away.
Not that long.
No, but like I wouldn't go right after school.
Oh, right.
Is travel what I mean. And stuff. And work.
I'm gonna do avodah and then I'm
Then
I'm
gonna
Right.
Yes. I love planning futures.
Yeah. Sometimes I hate it and sometimes I love it.
No, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, well, on that note.
More music.
It's so hot.
If I had a pistol, I could join a revolution just like Che. Imagine me hunkered down low in the sugar cane, watching Havana burning. Say, listen here, we got no soap and we got no beer. We fight for the truth, and the truth is clear. I say, who you gotta know to get a gun around here? I wanna see a banner burning. And if they let me join in, me and Che would be the best of friends. We'd wait for the day someone to say, put on your camouflage vest and your black beret, and let's go watch Havana burning. You ever had a pistol? I could join a revolution just like Che. Imagine me hunkered down low in the sugar cane, watching Havana burning.
Their hands and God on their side. reason for fighting I never got straight. But I learned to accept it, accept it with pride. For you don't count the dead when God's on your side. The Second World War now to have God on their side. I've learned to hate Russians all through my whole life. If another war comes, it's them we must fight. To hate them and and accept it all bravely with God on my side. But now we got weapons of chemical dust. If fire them we're forced to, then fire them we must. One push of the button and it shot the world wide. And you never ask questions when God's on your side. Through many dark hours I've been thinking about this, that Jesus Christ betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you'll have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. So now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and they fall to the floor. That if God is on our side, he'll stop the next war.
Never put her roots down. This is a tune of John's that I've loved for years. It's pretty sad. There's probably a fair number of people that quit their jobs because of this song. This is In Tall Buildings.
Goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye.
twigs stay in between. When I went to work in tall buildings, and it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers. Mustn't be late. Going to work in tall
buildings. We're back. That was our episode for today.
Yeah.
We didn't get through all the songs we wanted to.
Yeah, we didn't get to any of my songs. But next week. Get excited. It's gonna be good.
Tax day.
My B'nai Mitzversary.
Oh.
On tax day?
Mm-hmm. Also my grandma's birthday.
Oh my
God. Oh, what a beautiful day. And also Ruby Borsakowski's birthday.
Oh. Who's that?
This girl. And Quinn and Izzy's birthday.
Did they have the same birthday?
Yeah.
That's so
cute.
Wait,
that's so funny. That's cute.
Yeah. Oh, the next person's waiting for us.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Howdy, y'all. We love y'all.
Bye. We love y'all. Thanks for...
Turn the thrusters on. We're standing by. There's no... Major Tom sees now like commands.